Hello and welcome to How Do You Feel? The show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorraine King, and today I am visiting with Leisha Streetmatter, who is a breastfeeding peer counselor at the Health Department. And also here is Amanda Casper, who is a nutritionist, and I will be having a private consultation with her afterwards to talk about my diet. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Okay, so you're here to talk about WIC. So can you remind our listeners what the acronym WIC stands for, and then would you tell our listeners what the WIC program is, please? Who's going to answer?
Amanda,
okay.
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and it's a supplemental nutrition program that offers nutritious foods to women, infants, and children. So we do some kind of nutrition education every 3 months with clients. So every 6 months you have your main visits with the nutritionist like me, and then in between those visits you have some kind of nutrition education class that you can do either online, you can come into the office to do.
So Amanda, do you have a schedule of all the topics that you cover when you say you do some kind of nutrition education every 3 months? So do you have your schedule like laid out for the entire year, or do you make it up as needed as you go along?
We kind of make it up as it goes along. There are certain nutrition education topics that are completed based on how old the child is or where mom's at in her pregnancy. So if mom is closer to her due date, then her nutrition education visit is going to be with Leisha over breastfeeding basics. Or if baby is 9 months, we're going to go over introducing table foods. So some of those are very specific to the age or where mom's at. But otherwise, they can be any kind of topic that mom chooses.
Okay. Now, are you given one-on-one consultation or do you do group sessions?
Right now with COVID, we're just doing one-on-one sessions. Before COVID, we were doing some group sessions, like the breastfeeding basics class was a group. And we did have a few other group classes, but right now everything is just one-on-one.
Okay. And then how does a person qualify or get involved with the WIC program at the health department?
So if you're pregnant or breast or chest feeding, you have a newborn or kids ages 1 to 5, you can always call us to see if you qualify. All foster kids ages 1 to 5 qualify regardless of household income. If you have a SNAP or LINC card, you are automatically eligible for WIC, and certain Medicaid cards will also automatically qualify you.
Is there a reason why the health department chose the age range 1 to 5 as opposed to, say, 1 to 6 or some other age? Is that some crucial developmental stage in a child's life?
So the specific age 1 to 5 is a federal choice for the WIC program. Mm-hmm. That was changed back in, I don't remember what year.
But it used to be something else.
It used to be 1 to 4. So they did move it up to 1 to 5, and that's when they also added non-breastfeeding moms to the program as well.
Okay. So when they add non-breastfeeding moms to the program, is that just to help them with nutrition, or what is the purpose of that?
So they're still up to 6 months postpartum is when we see non-breastfeeding moms, and they're still that we still want to help mom eat nutritiously and make sure that she is still getting that nutrition education and advice that she needs as baby develops.
Okay, so you want mom to be healthy.
Yes.
So she can feed her child in a healthy manner.
Yes.
Even though it's breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. And so anyone who has a foster child between the ages of 1 and 5 is eligible automatically. And then you said anybody else can call and check to see if they're eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have, like you say, you give them nutrition education every 3 months. So typically that means each person has their own 3 or 6 month schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
We usually try to keep families together. So if a mom has a newborn and 2 older children, we'll try and keep them on the same schedule. They may not have the same appointment type, but we'll still do their appointment at the same time.
Okay. Now that you just brought up a good point. You said she has other children. So if there are other children in the family and say they're in primary school or middle school, do you bring them in when you do the educational program so that everybody can be abreast, or how do you handle that?
So if the child's older, they can, they won't qualify for our program. Mm-hmm. If we're doing the appointments in person, mom's always welcome to bring them in, but they just don't qualify for our program.
Okay. Then do you offer any referral service for kids over five if they still need assistance with nutrition?
Typically, the referral services will be back to the pediatrician, and they can make the call for nutrition education to someone more in a private scenario, maybe to a dietitian if a child is failure to thrive or something like that. If I'm wrong, please correct me, Amanda. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where mom would be led to, is back to child's pediatrician.
Yes.
So can you give us a typical education program that you have for a parent? Like, what topic would you cover, like some of the topics you cover?
Well, we have a lot of different topics, a lot of different types of classes that we do. So like I said, it really is dependent on where mom is or how old the kids are. One of the main ones that we do is, for instance, picky eating. So for, usually you see it around kids 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, mom makes something for dinner and they don't want to eat it. So usually we see a lot of moms that just make something different for dinner. So we try and educate against doing that and reassuring mom that even though they don't want to eat dinner, we still don't want to make them something different, which we call short order cooking. You just become a short order cook for that child.
And then when the child goes to school, like kindergarten or first grade, nobody's going to be doing short order cooking.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I read that WIC focuses on nutritious food. And so what are the foods that you recommend that parents focus on to feed their children? You know, whether they're involved in WIC or not, what are some of the foods that you stress should be included in a typical child's diet or a family diet to be healthy?
So obviously fruits and vegetables, we recommend those. But also one thing that tends to get skipped over is a lot of the whole grains, which offer a lot of fiber, which, you know, for one, helps keep you regular. But also it can help with digestion and blood sugar control, things like that. So making sure that you're doing things like whole wheat bread instead of white bread, or whole wheat pasta instead of white pasta. Mm-hmm. Doing things like corn tortillas or whole grain tortillas, things like that.
Now, does the health department actually provide food for the parents, or you just recommend what they should purchase?
So the WIC office does provide a WIC EBT card that has a food package on it. Mm-hmm. So each participant on the program receives their own food package, and that is somewhat catered towards the individual. Again, based on their age, how old they are, where they're at. And they can use that card in the grocery stores, take it to the store, and purchase what they need off of that food package.
Is this a card that they get for a certain amount of dollars, or how does it work?
So on the card will be your food package. So if you have 16 ounces of whole grains on your card, you can go to the store and you can buy a 16-ounce loaf of bread using that card. So it's not necessarily a dollar amount. It's an item.
Okay. So you decide what particular food category they need, and then you put that on the card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you decided they need fruits and vegetables, you would put that on the card?
Yes.
So I'm not familiar with how that card works. So it's not, yeah, it's not like a credit card then.
No, not necessarily. The fruits and vegetables is the only thing that comes in a dollar amount, which that has just been increased. That dollar amount has just been increased through September. Mm-hmm. But everything else comes in an item amount. So you get like 16 ounces of whole grains, or for formula, you get nine of the 12-ounce cans of formula. So it is a number amount, but it removes that amount off of the card.
Oh, okay. And so then for the fruits and vegetables, You said it's a dollar amount. So what are those dollar amounts?
So for moms, it was $11. And for kids 1 to 5, it was $9. So that has recently been increased through September. So now breastfeeding moms receive $47 a month. Pregnant moms and non-breastfeeding moms receive $43. And then children age 1 to 5 receive $24.
Okay. So can you go back through that again? So the moms get $47 if they're breastfeeding.
Yes.
And then if the child is not breastfeeding, then the amount gets lowered.
Yes.
Oh, then there's an amount for pregnant moms.
The amount for pregnant moms and non-breastfeeding moms is the same, and that's $43.
And how did they, or you don't know how they arrived at those figures? Is that something that came from the federal government
as
well?
Yes, so those are federal numbers.
Wow, okay. Now, you're having your education programs every 3 months, and you are meeting, you said, individually with the parents, each parent.
Yes.
Now, what if a mom is pregnant, but she already has, say, a two-year-old. So when the mom comes, you cover everything for the baby yet to be born as well as the toddler?
Yep. So what we would do in that situation is we would certify mom as pregnant, and then we would certify the two-year-old as well. And then once mom has baby, then we would add baby on and certify mom as postpartum, certify the new baby, and then the two-year-old would be due for a different appointment at that time.
Oh, a different appointment. So it's not covered that.
So the two-year-old would follow their own three-month schedule, and then mom and baby follow their own three-month schedule.
Oh, okay. So it never gets synchronized.
We do try and synchronize it. We do try and make sure they stay on the same date. It just won't be the same schedule or same appointment type. But we try and keep them on the same date so that mom's not having to call us 20 times for a bunch of different appointments.
Okay. So before we get some more information about WIC, I want to remind those listeners who may have just joined us that you're listening to WPNV 106.3 on your FM dial. You're listening to How Do You Feel? And today I'm visiting with Leisha Streetmatter, who's a breastfeeding peer counselor, and Amanda Casper, who's a nutritionist. And we're talking about the WIC program for women, infants, and children, and nutrition so that they can grow up to be healthy kids. What kind of reaction do you get from or response do you get from the parents and the children, you know, as you meet with them and you counsel them on nutrition? Like, are they very receptive, or do they ask a lot of questions, or?
Yeah, we do get a lot of moms that are very receptive and very encouraged by the education. We try and offer as much support as we can, as well as the nutrition education, and moms are really appreciative of that usually. But usually they're very receptive and just appreciative of the help that we can offer them.
Mm-hmm. I think for me with breastfeeding, a lot of moms are really shocked at all the great benefits of breastfeeding when they hear them. So, and a lot of moms didn't realize that you can get a lot of breastfeeding help at WIC as well. So I think they are very receptive when it comes to breastfeeding education and pregnancy nutrition and nutrition for their children. I think we get a great response from parents.
Now, when Amanda started off, she talked about the people who qualify for this program, but what if there's someone who, you know, is not a foster parent, or maybe they're not on Medicaid, maybe they are underinsured or something. So are they eligible to come and get education on nutrition as well? Or is it just limited to those people, you know, who qualify based on SNAP or Medicaid cards or the temporary assistance?
So actually the grant is funded and it'll be based on their income. So they don't necessarily have to be on SNAP, but they do have to meet the income guidelines.
Okay.
So giving the WIC office a call just to see if they qualify is always a great idea.
Okay. Because you never know, you might.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. And why and how did WIC get started in the very beginning?
So WIC has been around since the 1970s. In 1972, it was first introduced as a pilot program. In 1974, in January, the first WIC site opened in Kentucky. And then by the end of 1974, WIC was already in 45 different states. In 1978, the nutrition education portion was added into the WIC program, and the foods provided needed to contain certain nutrients. So that's where that nutrition-based portion got added in. In 1992, WIC increased the exclusively breastfeeding food package to further promote breastfeeding, and that's where WIC was adding in more breastfeeding promotion. In 2004, the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor Initiative was added in. So that's Lisha, our breastfeeding peer counselor. But most WIC offices will have a breastfeeding peer counselor now because of that.
Okay, so before we get some information about Lisha from that, so how long has the program been going in Peoria? You talked about a pilot program in a different state and that kind of thing, but...
I believe the program's been on since the 1980s.
Oh, okay.
But I can't be sure on that.
Does it exist in every state?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's a national program.
All 50
program.
States, yes.
Is it a global program as well?
I don't believe so. I think it's federally funded through the United States.
Yes. Other countries may have similar programs, but it's not. WIC is just federally funded for the United States.
Okay. So, Lisha, can you tell us about your role as a breastfeeding peer counselor? What does that entail?
Absolutely. So, as a breastfeeding peer counselor, I educate parents on breastfeeding during pregnancy, and then I help moms and babies after the baby is born with breastfeeding, whether that might be getting a breast pump, supporting mom, or sending mom back to an IBCLC through the hospital for a latch assessment, maybe if breastfeeding isn't going that great, set up an appointment to send them back to an IBCLC through the hospitals. Lots of IBCLCs are at each of the hospitals, and they're wonderful.
Now, you said lots of, use some initials that I'm not familiar
okay.
with.
So an IBCLC is an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant.
Is that you?
It is not. So I am also a CLC, so a Certified Lactation Counselor. So this is why I refer them back to an IBCLC so that they can better help them if they need further help than just me. I'm a huge support to all of our moms. So supporting moms through their breastfeeding journey, helping them get a breast pump, like I mentioned. Moms can get breast pumps one every 5 years through their insurance. A lot of moms don't know that. So they don't have to go out and buy one, especially if this is their first baby. They would contact me. I would help them get pre-approved for a breast pump through the WIC program.
What about for uninsured moms?
Uninsured moms, we do try to help them get a breast pump. There is a couple of places in the area that do have a few that if mom qualifies, they would get a pump through them. So I would refer them to them.
So can these breast pumps be sanitized and reused?
Most of the breast pumps that we have now that are insurance provided, they're not a closed system. And what that means is when they're using the pump, you know, their own breast milk may be getting the tubings and things like that. Mm-hmm. Some of the newer pumps are a closed system, so they can be reused if sanitized and if mom has a friend or a family member maybe to reuse it. But it really is not something that you really want to sell.
So the health department doesn't distribute any used or recycled pumps, but a family member might pass it on to another family member.
Correct. Sometimes they may choose to do that. We do encourage moms, if they can get a new pump, that they do so with their insurance or through a program. We do have hospital-grade pumps that are stronger pumps. We loan those out for NICU babies. Those can be sanitized and used from person to person. The moms get all new parts. So they're not using the same parts at all. It's just the system in itself. It's a stronger system. So NICU babies, that would be helpful for them.
Okay. For those moms that are listening, can you reiterate for them the benefits of breastfeeding?
Yes.
You said a lot of them weren't aware.
Yes, there's lots of benefits for breastfeeding, benefits for baby, you know, is lowers the risk for lots of cancers and diseases like diabetes, lowers the risk for diarrhea, less instances of the baby getting sick. And when the baby does get sick, it's usually less severe and for less period of time. It's the perfect nutrition for baby. So the breast milk is made just for that baby. So even when mom has another baby, the breast milk changes because it's a living organism. So it's really cool how that works. So the benefits also are it lowers the risk for sudden infant death syndrome by 50%. And that's a huge number for that.
How does it do that?
There's lots of research on sudden infant death syndrome. So those babies that are breastfed, they have noticed that the risk is a lot lower than babies that are formula fed. With mom, the benefits are getting mom back to pre-pregnancy weight more quickly. It helps reduce bleeding after delivery. So it helps her uterus get back to its normal size. So a lot less bleeding after delivery when mom is breastfeeding. It seems to be cheaper than formula most of the time, especially if mom can get a pump through the insurance. It's more affordable. The bond between mom and baby is really great. So doing that bonding time of skin to skin, having baby close to mom is really awesome for that bonding between mom and baby. So that's a great benefit as well. It does help lower the risk of breast cancer, cervical cancer, osteoporosis for mom as well, and many, many more benefits for breastfeeding. But those are some.
But if the moms have to be eating nutritious foods in order to be able to pass it on to their children, right?
Actually, no. So, and I know the nutritionist is here, but actually, moms don't have to change their diets in order to breastfeed.
Don't tell the moms they can eat junk food and stuff.
I mean, we definitely encourage mom for her own health. This is for her own health to eat healthy foods and to eat the fruits and vegetables and stay hydrated. But honestly, changing your whole diet just to breastfeed, you don't have to do that. Your body makes the nutrients. It's really incredible the way our bodies are and gives that to the baby through their breast milk. So the nutrients is perfect for what mom is making to give to her baby. But definitely eat those fruits and vegetables for herself.
Now, you know, they always tell us you are what you eat.
Yes.
But it sounds like you're saying you're not necessarily what you eat.
Well, mom is. You know, mom is. But as far as through the breast milk, mom's going to have all the nutrients she needs for that baby.
So that's something automatic that Mother Nature creates. That
yes, it is.
That does that.
It's really incredible.
Wow. Now, if a mom is breastfeeding, should they still get WIC services?
Absolutely. So lots of services for nutrition for mom for breastfeeding, and lots of services for support for breastfeeding, and then just the benefits of, you know, the things that we can provide if mom needs something as far as breastfeeding goes, getting a pump or maybe going back to see an IBCLC and she doesn't know how to get to that place. We're here to help her with all of that. So yes.
Do you go out into the community and address groups that might request that kind of education?
So absolutely. And I'm a part of the Central Illinois Breastfeeding Task Force. So we are out in the community a lot and we do different breastfeeding activities. We do World Breastfeeding Week and Black Breastfeeding Week, which we'll talk about here when I come back in July. It's really exciting events that we do.
There's a breastfeeding month?
Yes.
Is it in July?
It's in August.
Oh, it's in August.
So we want to come in here in July to let everybody know what's going to be happening in August.
So you must have a lot of fun and helpful activities planned.
We do. We do. We have lots of fun stuff planned. It is a wonderful time. Families have such a great, great time coming to those events.
Now, for somebody who's listening now, how can they contact you to find out if they qualify for WIC or for the nutrition program?
So you can always stop into the office and talk with one of our support staff, but I can give you the phone number right now. That's so it's 309-679-6076, and that gets you our main WIC office number. And if no one answers, you can always leave us a voicemail. We are doing a great job of calling people back pretty quickly to get you scheduled for an appointment. So someone should give you a call back within 48 hours of leaving that voicemail.
So if you want to leave a voicemail for WIC, if no one answers, 309-679-6076.
Yes.
Okay. And somebody will get back to you.
And then our breastfeeding line is 309-679-6187.
For the nutrition, it's the first number, 679-6076. And then if it's about breastfeeding, it's 679-6187.
That's correct.
Okay. And somebody will get back to you. So do you offer any Saturday services at all for the community?
At this time, we are not offering Saturdays. I know we have in the past. I'm not sure if we will in the future. And because we're not in person right now, we do mostly over the phone due to COVID.
Okay.
We really, really do miss all of our clients, though. We can't wait to get back. We're not exactly sure when that will be. Hopefully in the next few months sometime. But right now, we are not doing any weekend.
So you were probably engaged in a lot of community health fairs before COVID got shut things down, right?
We absolutely were. We love getting out in the community and letting parents know that we are here and we're available to them. So, yeah, we definitely miss doing all of that. We're ready to get back.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the WIC program is something that's very beneficial. It never ceases to amaze me how many services that the Peoria City County Health Department offers in all these vast categories, you know, things that a lot of people wouldn't even think of, especially me. So do you have any parting words for our listeners? Nutrition? We'll start with nutrition first.
You know, WIC doesn't just do food nutrition. We offer a lot of variety of support for our parents as well as, like, the kids. We have a lot of referral services. So even if, you know, we can't help you, we know someone who can.
Okay, that's great.
So give us a call for...
To get information.
Yeah, okay. For information.
Okay. Do you have parting thoughts relating to the breastfeeding program?
I can't agree enough with Amanda. But yeah, just know that at the health department, there's also a dental office for families. Make sure you call the main line.
That's 679-6000, right? You said the main line.
Yes. Okay. 679-6000. We also have, you know, a place, Heartland Healthcare is located at the health department there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a Heartland Healthcare there now as well. So give the main line a call to set up appointments at those two places as well. Mm-hmm.
Because now Heartland is there. Are they there to give the COVID shots or for some other reason?
They're there for, actually, everything? The health department, they do the COVID and the vaccines and stuff still as well. Mm-hmm. And then they collaborated with Heartland, and they do prenatal visits with moms and different visits for families for healthcare.
Okay.
So give them a call, especially pregnant moms, if they're looking for a primary care provider. The health department does have Heartland Healthcare there.
Or if you know somebody who's pregnant.
Yes.
Yes.
You can give
absolutely.
Them that information. Okay. So I'm going to give those numbers again to our listeners. If they have general questions, like for Heartland Healthcare services, they can call 309-679-6000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And have they given vaccines Monday through Friday, or are they doing any of those on Saturday?
I don't believe we're doing them on Saturday anymore, but give the health department a call at the main line, the 309-679-6000, to, you know, kind of see what time might be good for them. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So then if you're interested in improving your nutrition, then you would call 309-679-6076.
Yes.
And if you're lucky, you get to talk to Amanda. Or someone else on your staff, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, if you're interested in the breastfeeding program and help with getting a breast pump, you can call 309-679-6187.
That's correct.
Okay. So, ladies, thank you so much for sharing with us today and letting our listeners know about services that are available through our City County Health Department that we might not have even been aware of. And I look forward to talking to you again in July, because
Me too. We
have to talk about Central Illinois Breastfeeding Month. Is that correct?
So it's actually World Breastfeeding Month.
Oh, it's the World Breastfeeding Month. Oh, okay. Not just Central Illinois.
Right.
It's a global thing.
It's a global thing.
Okay.
But the Central Illinois Breastfeeding Task Force will be putting on events for it.
Okay. Will they be having any drawings or giving any prizes to
I moms think we'll or? Have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I want to thank you again for taking time out because I know you're busy. And tell our listeners you've been listening to How Do You Feel? The show that's dedicated to your health and your wellness and is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. And I just, as a reminder, this show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday. If you hear it and you know someone who can benefit from the information, then let them know that it repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. Then, if none of those meet your schedule, WPNV now offers podcasts. So you can go to WPNV.org, that's WPNV.org, and look for podcasts and then find the topic that you like and listen to that. I've been your host, Lorene King, and I thank you all for listening.
Now is always the right time with something positive in your mind.